Calling all AEC professionals. Get ready for unparalleled professional insights with detailed and original podcasts by RCAT. This is the podcast that brings you the untold stories and lessons learned behind the design and delivery of a building project. Hey, it's Charisse Lakeside, aka the CSI Kraken, and your host. Join me as we dive deep into the tales of conflict, triumph, and sheer ingenuity.
Yeah, so when Serena was named for the building, you know, we really were able to work with teams at Nike Branding and how to really infuse her influence and identity in the very public spaces.
Detailed features architects, engineers, builders, and manufacturers who spill the beans on the most complex, interesting, and downright odd building conditions they've encountered.
Another challenge of the shuttle is actually in putting it in launch position is how you brace that seismically. It's really supported by only two pins at the base of the booster rockets. And there's a large base isolator that's underneath the shuttle that kind of prevents it from moving too much in an earthquake.
When you have 600 people or 300 people in a room, acoustically, you really need a high floor to floor so that you can have the right acoustic environment for people to be able to talk and that speech intelligibility is really good.
Every episode unveils lessons learned and connects you to the products you need to navigate similar challenges. Follow the link in the show notes to subscribe to Detailed today and be prepared for the unexpected on your next project. Every building has a story, and we are here to tell it.
This season of the Build Your Brand podcast is supported by FreshBooks, the cloud-based accounting software that makes running your small firm easy, fast, and secure. And Gusto, easy online payroll, benefits, and HR built for modern small businesses like ours. Jim Stengel, former CMO of Procter & Gamble, once said, "It takes great leaders to bring a purpose to life, and if there is one thing there is a shortage of, it's leaders who have a sense of purpose. Leaders must inspire employees and other stakeholders to bring to life that purpose day in and day out. And at the end of that day, that is what distinguishes ordinary companies from extraordinary companies." The unique purpose-driven culture at Southwest Airlines that ties together everything from employee experience to customer experience and every operational decision in between is studied by companies the world over. And, reminiscent of Colin Clive in his role as Dr. Frankenstein in the famous 1931 film, it was leaders like Herb Kelleher and Colleen Barrett that brought the Southwest purpose and culture to life.
But the thing that I have always emphasized is culture, because I think that is the most powerful competitive weapon that you can have, because it's intangible, it's spiritual, you can't buy it. You know, other airlines can buy airplanes, they can lease space, but if they don't have the kind of outgoing, participative, happy, devoted culture that you have, you're going to have the edge on them. I always told our people that the intangibles are more important than the tangibles.
I'm Jeff Eccles, and you're listening to episode 10 of the Build Your Brand podcast. If you missed any of the earlier episodes, you can go back and listen to all the episodes in order. Build Your Brand is the podcast miniseries where I explore how the best brands in the world think differently and act differently on their way to becoming the best, and what you can learn from them, because no matter the size, the journey is the same. At Southwest Airlines, Colleen Barrett, who we first heard about in episode 6, became the keeper of culture. Here's Herb Kelleher again.
You know, Colleen has always said, it's very simple. Just follow the golden rule. You know, and forget everything else. And it's been very successful, I think.
It might surprise you to find out that an organization that's so focused on customer service and customer experience really places their customer second in the company culture. I've spent 9 episodes talking about your ideal client, developing empathy for your ideal client, understanding your ideal client's greatest pain, being relevant to your ideal client and what they value, and talking about how Southwest Airlines is one of the best in the world at all these things. And now I'm telling you that the key to the world-famous culture of the Love Airline is to put the customer second? Oh, the irony. But is it really all that surprising? Are employee experience and customer experience really separable? When Herb Kelleher passed away in 2019, Doug Parker, the CEO of American Airlines, one of Southwest Airlines' fiercest competitors, said that Herb's style presents the ultimate case study for airlines, or any service company, whereby if you take care of your people, they will take care of your customers, which will take care of your shareholders. That simple yet profound way of leading continues to inspire us, and we aspire to honor Herb's example. The one competitive advantage Southwest Airlines has always held is low operational cost. How else would they be able to offer low fares, no fees, and be profitable? But keeping those costs low has always required innovation, participation of every employee, and breaking all the so-called rules. When Southwest first took flight, it was normal for an airline to separate passengers into first class, business class, and coach. Southwest treats every passenger the same. They don't have classes or even assigned seats. It was normal to serve full, hot meals on a flight. Southwest famously served peanuts. Pilots, flight attendants, and ground crews all had unions. Southwest is fully unionized, and their salaries are competitive with other airlines. But every employee is expected to pitch in and play multiple roles when necessary, even work more hours than a comparable employee at a competitor airline. It's not unusual to see a pilot helping a gate agent, or the flight crew cleaning the plane before it even makes it to the gate. That's what it takes to have the fastest turnaround times in the industry and keep the most planes in the air for the most time. Employees are encouraged, almost required, according to Colleen Barrett, to do good work, but to have fun and make it fun for others while they work. The famous Southwest Airlines flight attendant messages have been a part of the culture since the very beginning.
To properly fasten your seatbelt, slide the flat into the buckle. To release, lift up on the buckle. Position your seatbelt tight and low across your hips like Michael Phelps or as a Speedo. If you get mad, you want to take your toys and go home, there's 6 ways to get there. 2 forward exit doors, 2 overwing window exits, 2 rear exit doors, signs overhead, disco lights on the floor, leave each exit. Everybody gets a door prize in the seat back pocket in front of you, along with dirty diapers, chewing gum wrappers, banana peels, and all of the gifts you leave for us from time to time. It's a safety information card. Take it out, check it out. You'll notice in the highly unlikely event that the captain lends us near a hot tub, everybody gets their very own teeny weeny yellow Southwest bikini. One size fits all. Take it out only if told to do so. Place it over your head. Wrap that.
What it really takes is an entire company working together towards a common goal. Leaders like Herb and Colleen believed from the very beginning that the only way for Southwest Airlines to pull off this grand plan wasn't to get people to do what you wanted them to do, but to get people to want to do what you wanted them to do because you were all fighting for the same purpose. Colleen Barrett calls this servant leadership.
Servant leadership is all about serving first and leading second. And when I say that you need to serve, I don't mean that you need to be subservient. I mean that you need to serve a cause, a purpose, a passion, a belief. To truly serve any of those things, you have to believe in what you're doing from the depths of your soul. And you have to be able to inspire others to join with you And it has to be something that makes you a better person. And it has to be for something that's bigger than self-aggrandizement or success or whatever. It has to be for the better good, if you will.
Building a brand that's different and relevant is no small feat. It takes great ideas, passionate people, and the right set of tools to support your creativity. That's where our sponsor FreshBooks can help. It's accounting software that gives you the tools to make managing your finances ridiculously easy. Here's how FreshBooks supports your business. You can create, customize, and send branded invoices in about 30 seconds. You can connect your bank to automatically pull and categorize expenses for you. You can accept credit card and ACH payments right on invoices to get paid 2 times faster. It also saves you around 200 extra hours every year on menial paperwork, time you can put towards finding the right people to bring your brand to life. To try FreshBooks for free for 30 days, go to freshbooks.com/buildyourbrand and enter Build Your Brand in the How Did You Hear About Us section.
Calling all small firm architects. It's time to tap into your full potential with Entree Architects Context and Clarity, where inspiration meets innovation. Hey, it's Mark R. LePage, founder of Entree Architect, and I'm inviting you to join my two favorite co-hosts, Jeff Eccles and Katie Kangas, as they bring together authors, experts, and thought leaders for electric conversations with entrepreneur architects around the globe. It's not just a podcast. It's a community where dreams meet action.
There's a simple equation there. And what for me, what that did, just doing that basic calculation, was it allowed me to compare what I had actually saved in my retirement accounts to what I thought a possible projected annual spend might be.
Artists are temperamental, so beautiful design is going to be a priority. When the job is done, we're going to actually need to live in the house, not live with the person who designed it. And so for me, the artistic skill, the architectural skill is most important. And so I would say like that would be 60% of it, if not more.
Gain insights to build a successful practice. Subscribe, engage, and let's redefine your future together. Join the Context and Clarity community, where every conversation adds to your blueprint for success.
And gusto. Everyone loves payday, but loving a payroll provider? That's a little weird. Still, small businesses across the country love running payroll with Gusto. Gusto automatically files and pays your taxes. It's super easy to use, and you can add benefits and management tools to help take care of your team and keep your business safe. It's loyal. It's modern. You might fall in love yourself. Listeners of the Build Your Brand podcast get 3 months free when they run their first payroll. Try a demo and test it out at gusto.com/BYB. That's gusto.com/BYB. So let me ask you about your firm. Is everyone serving the same purpose all the time, no matter who they are and what the task at hand is? Herb and Rollin King drew their San Antonio, Houston, Dallas triangle on the napkin in the St. Anthony Hotel bar. I have my own triangle. On one side of the triangle is marketing and business development. On another side is your talent, the employees you have and need to retain, and the ones you need to recruit. On the third side of the triangle is client experience. Just like in geometry, each side of my triangle supports the other two. No one side can be separated or stand alone. Just like Southwest Airlines, your purpose has to be both the foundation for all three sides and the tie that binds them all together. The Freedom Purpose does just that at Southwest. They expect a lot of their employees, but they also give them freedom, real empowerment, and the support to make them feel safe. The Southwest Airlines culture has been studied in business schools from Harvard to Stanford and by corporate leaders from around the world. One of the things that's most unique and probably most misunderstood about that culture is their lack of rules. So let me bring in our correspondent, Dawn Porta, to help explain. Hi, Dawn.
Hi, Jeff.
I said there's a lack of rules at Southwest Airlines, but in reality, rule number one is the golden rule.
That's right. Basically, treat everyone the way you want to be treated is at the heart of the Southwest Airlines culture.
That sounds great, but they're still running an airline. They have to deal with security and keep airplanes flying safe.
Well, sure. There are certainly policies and procedures. Mechanics have to maintain safe airplanes, and pilots certainly have checklists. But the point you're really getting at is that employees are encouraged and empowered. They're given the freedom to make decisions.
So when something comes up, I'm not flipping through a manual to page 73 to find out exactly how I'm supposed to respond in a certain situation.
No. In fact, in one interview, Colleen Barrett said that when it comes to customer service decisions, Southwest employees are told that as long as it's not illegal, unethical, or immoral, use common sense and the golden rule. Make a decision and Southwest leadership will have their back.
How can they have so much confidence that things won't go completely off the rails? Sorry, I didn't have a good airline analogy.
Well, from a cost standpoint, employees are part of a profit-sharing plan, so they know they will be cost-conscious. If they're wasting money, it's their own money they're wasting. But beyond that, it's a little bit of a chicken and an egg argument.
How so?
Their purpose is baked into the culture, and their culture is part of their purpose. They have a rigorous hiring process that's focused on building that culture. So they hire for attitude and cultural fit before experience and skill level.
That's interesting. I'll bet that many of the architects that will listen to this episode say that they hire for personality or fit, not for a specific role.
That's fine, but this is a little different. Obviously, with an airline, there are many specific roles that have to be filled. So they're hiring for those. But personality doesn't completely cover the fit Southwest is looking for. They're actually looking for and testing how people will respond in certain situations. They're looking for someone that can operate in the context of an airline and customer service, but also actually believe the fact that they exist to give people the freedom to fly and connect them to what matters in their lives.
But what about someone in a role, I don't know, like a billing manager, that doesn't have any contact with the Southwest Airlines customer?
Oh no. At Southwest Airlines, everyone has a customer, and they're all treated equally by the same guidelines. Remember the clip of Colleen Barrett talking about servant leadership that you just played? None of this is seen as a rule or a policy. At Southwest Airlines, they see all of this as a way of life.
I don't know how it can be stated any more powerfully than that. Thanks, Dawn.
You're welcome, Jeff.
That's correspondent Dawn Porta, who you'll hear from time to time on the Build Your Brand podcast. The level of freedom and true empowerment that we see at Southwest Airlines is beyond what we see in most organizations. Do you govern your employees with rules and policies, or do you empower them, free them, and back them up? What we see at Southwest only works when you've hired the right people to take up the cause. And that's really the point, isn't it? According to Southwest Airlines CEO Gary Kelly, it's the people and the culture.
The strength of Southwest Airlines is its people. The essence of our people's strength is the culture. And certainly Southwest enjoys a culture of people who enjoy what they do. They work very hard to be the very best in the world at it and have a long track record of accomplishing that. As change happens, I think they work very hard to make sure that we continue to serve our customers very, very well.
When everyone from the janitor to the CEO is aligned to a specific purpose, it's not that your brand can be built around that purpose. In fact, your brand and that purpose are inseparable. It's not that your brand can be built around your culture. In fact, your culture and your brand are inseparable. Before I wrap up this episode, I have to say thank you to our sponsors. Without their support, the Build Your Brand podcast wouldn't be possible. Join me for the next episode of the Build Your Brand podcast as I look at the practical application of the Southwest Airlines brand and brand story. We've looked at how they built the brand, and you may have been surprised that much of what we've talked about extends far beyond marketing and advertising. Well, now it's time to look at how they've used the brand in both digital and traditional media, as well as how and where their brand shows up in the real world. If you've been waiting for the traditional marketing and advertising view of the Southwest Airlines brand, episode 11 is for you.
Small Firm Entrepreneur Architects. Get ready to build a better business with the Entree Architect podcast, where business meets architecture. Hey, it's Mark R. LePage, the host of Entree Architect podcast. Join me every week for inspiring interviews with passionate people that share proven strategies to help you build a better business.
If you think there is a problem, one, you can't make a move until you have a plan in place. The accountability chart really helps plan, okay, for the business, 6 to 12 months out, this is what we need.
We cover it all, from financial management to marketing, sales, productivity, and beyond.
There's two sides of it, right? So there's the one when you don't have any work. So you're like, well, I'm either going to charge enough to be profitable or I'm going to go out of business. Or you have so much work and you have backlog and you don't need any more work. So you charge way more.
I'd also say lagging measures, one of the best, like the best. So for any client, for any professional service company, if you're going to take one thing away from what we're talking about today, is to look at a number called the labor efficiency ratio.
Entree Architect is not just a podcast. It's your secret weapon for success. With over 500 episodes, it's one of the longest running architecture podcasts in the world. You're sure to find the information you need to elevate your business. Follow the link in the show notes to subscribe now and join the community of small firm entrepreneur architects building better businesses.